A team of explorers recently found the world's deepest underwater cave located in the eastern part of the Czech Republic. A Czech-Polish expedition led by the legendary Polish diver Krzysztof Starnawski descended deep into the flooded limestone cave called Hranice Abyss and found it far deeper than previously thought. According to their measurements, the cave is 404 meters deep, 12 meters deeper than the previous record holder, 392 meter deep Pozzo del Mero in Italy. I spoke to diver David Chani, who has been exploring the Hranice Abyss for years, to tell me how it all started.
Well, if I remember well, the first exploration and looking for depth in Hranice Abyss was in 1961, and the depth back then was 6 meters. Then in 63, that was, I think, 12 meters, and it was going like that for, you know, a long time. I become a part of the Hranice Abyss, I think, in 2003, but it was not my first experience there. I was there with my colleagues, you know, helping them and carrying tanks and all that stuff since, I think, 1997.
How did the Polish diver, Krzysztof Starnawski, how did he become involved?
Well, we know Krzysztof for a long time, and we're, you know, diving and discovering some other caves. And I think it was 2000, and he did 181 meters dive there. And he was basically interested in deep diving. And back then, none of us were diving that deep, and we were using, you know, his skills and training, you know, for our diving. And he basically became part of our team. And since that, we were working together, not only in Hranice Abyss.
So you basically invited him to take part because he is one of the few people in the world, I believe, who can dive as deep as 200 meters, is it?
Well, yeah, he's diving close to 300 meters. And basically, I don't know anyone who is diving that often, that deep. And I think he's one of the best, especially for exploration in a deep part of the caves.
One of the exploration took part in 2014, and that's when you reached a depth of 200 meters. And I believe you also took part in that particular expedition.
Yes, I was there, and it was a very important dive for us. Krzysztof was lucky enough to go through the restriction, which is around 195 meters, and he discovered that it has huge continuation below. And actually, for that dive, I was safe team. I was a deep safety diver at 150 meters. I was waiting for him, and I was carrying some, you know, bailout tanks for him if it's needed. And it was like that.
Can you describe, perhaps in more detail, what's the role of a safety diver?
Yes, the thing is, if some diver goes down for a deep dive, there is not that many options how you can help him if it's needed. It's basically like if you go for mountain climbing, and they call it a dead zone, which is like very difficult to help and assist someone, you know, if the person is in trouble. Same thing in the cave diving. If you're diving, let's say, below 100 meters, it's very limited for you to give him some support or help. But the main thing is to be there with him, especially, you know, to support him for some psychological part of the view. And the basically only thing you can give him is extra gas, which you can use.
So in 2014, you discovered that the cave was probably much deeper.
Yes, definitely. He saw there was a huge opening, which tells us that continuation is possible. And in a previous time, there was some sonda sent through the restriction. After that, there was a couple of ROVs sent there to take a look if the continuation is there or not. But the restriction is so limited and complicated, let's say, and it was not able for us to go through the restriction with the ROVs. But Krzysztof, when he dove through it and he squeezed through the teeny tiny restriction, he discovered that, you know, the opening's huge enough and it has big potential to go down, and it's diveable and it's actually able for us to discover, you know, deeper parts.
Did you always suspect that the Hranice Abyss might actually be the world's deepest cave?
Yes, definitely. You know, the geological research showed us that the massive of the limestone, which is part of the region, is up to 1.2 kilometers deep. So we think that it might be all the way to that depth.
Can you tell me more about the last dive? What was specific about it? And I believe you had to employ a special robot to measure the depth.
Yes, we call it ROV, which is like a remote operating vehicle, which is like little robot which is sent and controlled from the surface. And, you know, the driver of it is, you know, basically sitting on the surface and looking through the displays and kind of playing the game. So for that dive, Krzysztof went down to 200 meters just to secure the line, which was set for the ROV, which can follow it through the restriction and go to the deeper part. And back then, nobody believes that we will be able to do it. And basically, there was just one of the tests, and no one think, you know, we can go that deep that we'll be lucky enough to follow the lines and then, you know, the walls of the cave all the way to 404 meters.
So that must have been a huge surprise, I imagine.
Yes, that's for sure. And basically, nobody was prepared for it. And like I said, it's supposed to be just test. And accidentally, we discovered the deeper part.
Can you tell me more about the Hranice Abyss? What is specific about it?
The unique thing is that it's not, like you said, regular water. It's mineral water saturated with CO2, which is kind of a little complication for divers because it's irritating, it's itching on your face, and it depends on the place where you go. But also on the other side, there's not that much life in the cave. Especially if you go deeper, there is a water temperature changing and stuff like that.
What will happen with the abyss now after this discovery? Aren't you afraid that it might attract too many people? And are there actually any restrictions for divers?
In the abyss, it's, let's say, not a regular diving location. It's a protected area, and we have the permission from the government to do the research with scientists. Basically, that we discover, you know, it's the deepest cave in the world now. It's just one part of it. We work with the scientists, with the hydrogeologists and stuff like that. It might bring more visitors, but basically no one is allowed to go down to the cave.
So what are your plans for the future? Will you be exploring that particular area in the near future? Or are there still places for you in the Czech Republic that you want to explore?
Yes, especially in the Hranice Abyss. Of course, we want to continue because from the video, it's very visible that, you know, the cave's still going down. So it's going to be more challenging for us to build a little bit better ROV so we can use it without the cables. We want to do the 3D map of the abyss, which we already started on, you know, but we will be more focused on mapping now and then, of course, going for the depth. Some other places in Czech Republic, yes, I do exploration in the caves in Moravian Karst, which are Lopač and Bičí Skála. And now we are looking for better conditions which can allow us to go and do some exploration. But these caves are totally different. You know, they are not that deep. It's basically just 10 meters of depth, very muddy and cold and nasty water.
So if I understand it correctly, the depth might still change and you might still discover that it's actually even deeper.
Definitely, yes, because the thing which stopped us last measuring was the length of the cable. And we couldn't go deeper, and cave is going deeper. We saw that dark and open space under the ROV, so definitely we can go deeper, that's for sure.
You have traveled all around the world, diving in all kinds of places. Mm-hmm. What do you like particularly about the Czech Republic, and are the places here specific in any way?
Well, the other caves in the world, like in Italy, Mexico, Florida, usually the caves are much, I would say, friendlier, you know, that you have better visibility, warmer temperatures and stuff. So diving in, especially Moravian Karst, it's very challenging. It's very tough and not easy, which kind of attracts me.